Yeah, roger on that. Yeah, if it's you know, acting kind of weird, you know, like once you get it programmed, if it's like squealing or not receiving good, then yeah, you may have some capacitors that might need to be redone on it. And then sometimes, surprisingly enough, none of them do get you know, messed up. It just depends. It's kind of a trial and error when it gets that old, but usually when you, like a radio in the 80s, like if you had a radio in the 80s or the late 70s, like let's say 79, and it's been sitting around since about then, and you go to power it up, you know, it may fire up, and then again, it may not. And then if it does, the receive might be a little weak or something might be a little bit off on it, and it has, you know, has to have the capacitors redone on them, and then the radio has to be realigned a little bit and all that. But you know, that's what I was, you know, I've heard people talk about that quite a bit on the ham bands, on HF when I listen in. I listen in a lot of the web SDRs, the Kiwi web SDRs. I listen to one out of Cadillac, Michigan. There's one out of Ann Arbor I listen in on. So I think it's KIWI.org is the website. And you can also download the app for your Android and listen to the hams that way, ham and CB, and you'll even listen to AM broadcast through the web on the web SDR, shortwave. But what was I going to say? Yeah, very good. Yeah, if you can find the manual online, it might really help you out there as far as programming goes.